Alex Jones here reporting for InfoWars Nightly News with this special report. Well, darker days have come to our republic. The United States, once a bastion and light of liberty worldwide, is now an example of tyranny and oppression not even seen in Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany. Not even the Nazi Germans set up checkpoints and groped people's genitals. Now, the NFL, basically under unlawful orders by Big Sis Janet Napolitano, has ordered the NFL to grope all 16-plus million of their fans that go into the sports supercenters every year. In fact, the teams have now announced today that starting this weekend, everyone will be groped. Now, before I get into this report, notice, first it's take your shoes off and take your belt off and take your jacket off. Then it's we're going to grope you on the outside of your pants. Then it's we're going inside your pants. Now we're going to put you in these microwave ovens that are killing the TSA workers as well. Now the TSA and Big Sis at the last Super Bowl are there helping run the security of the Super Bowl in Dallas. Now it's going to happen at every event. We're going to grope you from the ankles all the way up to your breast, all the way up to your neck. They say they're going to grab your wife's breast. They're going to take the diaper off of your baby. The same stuff that goes on in the airports. People say, well, if you don't like it, don't fly. And then it's, well, if you don't like it, don't go to an NFL game. Here's the problem. It's always more, more, more 10 years after 9/11. TSA is announcing and has now shown up in, what, just 3-4 months ago in New Mexico, groping people at a prom. TSA has announced that they want to put their trained officers. So if you get knighted by the TSA, that they wave a magic wand, now you can violate people's rights. Police departments, state police, other federal police, and private security guards are now saying that they're going to have a right without a warrant to stick their hands down your pants. They're saying shopping malls. Janet Napolitano is at the Super Bowl and other games in your face as if you wouldn't be safe if she wasn't here taking all your rights. 9,000 locations like Walmart with telescreens saying don't trust your neighbor, only trust Big Sis, and running PSAs where all the terrorists basically look like Tea Partiers. This is all happening. This is the authoritarian overthrow of America. It has nothing to do with terrorism. The government admits they put the underwear bomber on the plane on Christmas Day. That was staged on record. All of this stuff is garbage. Amir al-Awlaki, number 3 in al-Qaeda, is hanging out secretly at the Pentagon. The State Department has now come out and said that they won't give up his records for his privacy. It's staged. They were giving Libya over to al-Qaeda. They're giving al-Qaeda a seat at the UN. They're admitting they're engaged in genocide, exterminating blacks, but that's okay. Al-Qaeda gets given a country, but you, your wife, your children get to have private security grope them. And that's all that's happening here, is our republic's being overthrown. It's a federal power grab. What jurisdiction does Big Sis have to be in all these big football games? What jurisdiction to be in these public-private partnerships at Walmart saying, you know, don't trust anybody? Let's say terrorism was real. You've got a better chance of dying from being struck by lightning or bee stings. Look it up. Or being bit by a snake. But we don't have checkpoints. I'm out here in the woods. You know, do we have checkpoints right out here? Because I'll guarantee you there's copperheads. I'll guarantee you I'm here in Central Texas. I've killed rattlesnakes in these woods. I've killed copperheads. Out at the lake, I've killed water moccasins. Should there be TSA everywhere because 500-plus people die a year or more from poisonous snake bites? More than terrorism? This idea that we're all guilty until proven innocent. This idea that government's got to be there treating you as if you're guilty up front and groping you. Think about it. Imagine growing up, if you would have heard of it in the Soviet Union, which, by the way, they didn't do this, but imagine if they would have told you, in the Soviet Union, they grope you and grab your wife's breast and grab your genitals to go to a football game. How did I know all this was coming? In my film, Martial Law, 9-1-1 Rise of the Police State, I have state and National Guard photos from their own websites where it showed them in 2003, 4, and 5 having military out groping small children at college football games in places like Alabama and searching little 3-year-olds, little play purses. This is about indoctrinating our children and turning our country into an absolute nightmare system. And they know you need to fly for business or to see grandma who's dying of cancer. They know you want to go see the overpriced football game.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's no way to describe what a con artist Al Gore is. I mean, I never even used profanity on air in 16 years, and I have to use it for him. This person, I mean, I would not buy anything from them. If they came to my door, I would call the police. I mean, Al Gore is a swollen bag of scrofulous pus. Al Gore is an anti-American globalist who's called for a post-industrial America because he has investments with Maurice Strong in China. When they shut down our industries, that increases their insider industries over there. And now he claims he controls reality. Al Gore now is running, as we speak, a 24-hour propaganda piece saying that it's a hoax that we don't believe in man-made global warming and that anyone who criticizes him works for oil companies. When we document, it is the major oil companies with Ken Lay, with Al Gore on record. That's even in the New York Times, who came up with this to shut down coal that is their competition. Now, is coal perfect? Certainly not. Do they have a lobby fighting Al Gore? Some of them, yeah. But he mixes all of this together. So I want to play this clip, but this is a guy who wants you to pay more for less. This is a guy who's a globalist and hates this country. And this is a guy who has been so full of crap through the years. Do I need to list the examples? Invented the internet. The list goes, NAFTA and GATT are a great idea. It's a good deal, Larry, on Larry King Live. We'll go ahead and go to this disgusting clip. I probably can't watch much of it.
I'm a mudslide. A forest can become kindling.
Oh.
Across the globe, cataclysmic
hey, Al
weather
Gore money.
Are occurring with such regularity that it's being called a new
hey,
normal.
Al Gore money, and there won't be forest fires.
And there's something else.
I say it was a trendy list.
The truth about climate change.
The truth. I
big
have the truth.
Big coal are spending big
I am
money
the internet.
To spread out about climate change. They've been able to do so quietly. But
now, buddy, you are the hoax.
14th, the world will
they've been able to do so quietly
of reality.
With us trying to shut them down.
Attention on the full
like 24 hours of
scale and
I'm sorry.
Climate crisis.
24 hours of Al Gore sitting on the toilet crapping on us. Look, I can't take anymore. Shut it off. Shut it off. Shut it off. Look, the curtain's been pulled aside, little man. We know who you are. You're running a scam. We're trying to seize control of the entire society. With more on the mythical savior, the fabled man bear pig, the inventor of the internet, the gentleman that told us how great NAFTA and GATT would be and destroyed our economy, the person who owns large portions of a major oil company but lectures us all day and has palaces around the United States but tells little old ladies to cut back on their energy consumption, with more on the person who gives us the 24 hours of reality. We wouldn't have reality or any form of truth if it wasn't for our illustrious man-bear-pig. But the only person that can counter someone this powerful is an individual like Lord Christopher Monckton of Monckton and Brenchley, who, of course, is an inventor and researcher and scientist in his own right and a top advisor to Margaret Thatcher. Lord Monckton, thank you so much for joining us during the 24 hours of reality Al Gore, of course, told the Aspen Club a few weeks ago that they're in deep trouble and that more and more they're basically being laughed at. I've seen him on another stage talking to pundits about it. Their hoax is imploding, so now they're claiming that our response to them is a hoax. You have been the chief individual exposing the true fraud. So has Man Bear Pig gotten to the precipice, or has he already fallen from it?
Well, Al Gore is all over the floor, and this relaunch, like everything else he touches, has turned out to be a spectacular failure, Alex, because why did he choose September the 14th? Well, the answer's quite easy, really. It is that that was the day on which he had hoped that the sea ice extent in the Arctic would have fallen to a new low in the 30-year satellite record. Trouble was, it didn't. He thought it was going to. He planned today to say, I told you so, it's all happening, the Arctic ice is melting. And in fact, of course, it hasn't happened. It's quite some way above where it was this time in 2007, which was the record low. And it appears already to have turned the corner from now on, of course, as the winter gathers strength in the northern hemisphere, so the sea ice will grow back just as it always does. So he got that wrong. And frankly, he knows that despite the billions, and it's now actually 100 billion, that has been spent in the United States alone on promoting this global warming rubbish, the people aren't buying it anymore. Every time there's an extreme weather event, a drought in Texas, a few tornadoes, a bit of rain from the back end of a hurricane in New York, upper New York State, immediately Al Gore is there saying this is global warming. Except that the record of hurricanes over the last few years has been less activity than at any time in the satellite record.
That's what I was about to say. And it's also come out that his film is lying. Polar bears are great swimmers. Their numbers have exploded. The Himalayas haven't melted. Kilimanjaro is coming back. And I just saw on mainstream news, I should have had the article yesterday. In fact, I'll show it later if we can dig it out. But they admitted that this is one of the earliest times that the shrinkage is actually stopped and reversed back to growing. So that parlor trick of showing a satellite image of one of the poles during the summer when it starts shrinking and implying that it's all about to disappear when we know that it is a cyclical season thing, that huge fraud is imploding. And now, as you know, Der Spiegel last week came out and said, well, actual sea levels are dropping now. That's the global warming when Al Gore promised that we'd already be underwater.
That's quite right. And indeed, earlier this year, I published a paper by Professor Niklas Murner, who is the ranking world expert on sea level. And the title of the paper was Sea Level is Not Rising. And this was in the spring, so he was well ahead of the curve here. And when he was due to introduce this paper at a Cambridge University climate conference that I was helping to organize, the organizers banned him from distributing the paper because they were so furious at the title, Sea Level is Not Rising. And of course, ever since then, it's been dropping like a stone. And the excuse of the usual suspect is that this is because global warming has meant more rainfall, and therefore all the rain has gone on the land, and it will eventually flow back into the ocean, and the ocean will rise again. But frankly, these excuses that Gore and others come up with are beginning to wear terribly thin. And that the truth of the matter is that by a number of different measures, it's now been pretty well established that if we were to double the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere between now and the end of the century, that might cause maybe 1 Celsius of warming. That at the moment is most people's best guess, not the 3 or 4 or 6 or 11 that Gore and his mates have been saying. 1 Celsius, and that's harmless. And even if you wanted to try to stop the 3 or 4 or 6 Celsius that they have been trying to say will happen, it's 10 times cheaper to take the really rather small damage that such warming would cause than it is to try to make it go away.
But Lord Monckton,
You've
broken these numbers down. I mean, you don't like to toot your horn, but you've been a trailblazer. They've talked about your arrest in Europe, saying that you're a climate denier. He is now running promo videos. I couldn't watch much of the 24-hour garbage, but I did watch some of it. But I watched the promo videos
saying, we're going after the deniers. Obama has launched this attack watch group that says report people to the authorities that criticize Obama. I mean, it seems they're really trying to go into an authoritarian mode. And he says, how dare them in this promo video say that carbon dioxide isn't a pollutant, the evil oil companies. But in truth, most of the big oil companies have actually been on the bandwagon for a while, and they want to use it to shut down their competition in coal. So that's another lie. What can you say about this call to criminally, because now it's happening to myself, to criminally come after us for denying our high priest Al Gore? A, I want you to comment on that. And then B, how high have, from ice core samples, carbon dioxide levels been in the past versus now?
Okay, hold on to your hats, and let's do that second question first. If we go back to the Neoproterozoic era, which is 750 million years ago, you're too young to remember, Alex. At that time, there was 30% CO2 in the atmosphere. How do we know? Because it was at that time that the dolomitic rocks were formed, and dolomitic rock can only form if it precipitates out from the sea, if there is a partial pressure of CO2 above the sea of at least 30%. We can tell this by doing experiments in the laboratory, so we know that.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Lord Monckton, specifically, you always go over the scientific evidence. And you always repeat it over and over again, and you've been proven in your reports time and time again. I can't think of a time that I've seen you really be mistaken, because you're going off scientific research and facts that are available. 2 years ago, the ClimateGate emails come out where they're lying and organizing the structure and their different grants around the world to do this. We know that their agenda is a power grab, and to be able to shut down competition that isn't part of their inside little club. But now, I mean, if you even look at the plans they want, and this is what I've been successful talking to their cult followers with, is to explain, if China's building multiple new coal power plants a week, and we can't even build really any here a year, and they're shutting down old ones, and ours are much cleaner than China, and it's one world, well, then why is shutting down our plants and moving them to China, where they're even dirtier, going to help? And they go, wow, that's a really good point. I mean, getting all the science aside, their solutions of paying Al Gore and Lord Rothschild carbon money is not going to fix anything, and it just allows them to turn the green police loose on the general public, and is nothing but a fascistic power grab. And I think at the end of the day, that's the key.
This is quite right. I mean, I've got a paper out for review at the moment with the Journal of Energy Policy, which goes into this very question of just how useless it actually is if you try to make global warming go away. And just for the sake of the argument, I've pretended, even though I don't believe a word of it, that the amount of warming we're likely to get is going to be as big as the usual suspects pretend that it is. I said, okay, let's go along with the so-called official figures. And then let's look at the solutions, such as the ones you've just talked about. Close down all the clean coal-fired power stations in the West. Open lots of filthy ones in China. How does that improve the planet? What I've done is to work out how much it's going to cost to make just 1 Celsius of global warming go away if you follow the measures to reduce CO2 emissions that they are recommending. And the answer is, it's 10 times more expensive than it would be to sit back, enjoy the sunshine, and put up with such relatively small damage as might occur if the global warming happened at the rate which they forecast, which it won't. And this is the kind of conversation, to use a word that Al Gore frequently comes up with, this is the kind of conversation that Al Gore won't have. Al, baby, you're still running from me. You can run, but you can't hide. I'm coming to get you. It's no good standing there like a sort of high priest. And a conversation is a two-sided process, Al, baby. And if you won't debate with me or anyone who understands the science or economics behind this garbage of yours, then nobody is going to believe you anymore. Your day is done.
Well, Lord Monckton, you're too kind to Al Gore. You say he thought that the ice caps would really melt. He thought sea levels were going to rise. He thought it'd be 10 degrees hotter and we'd all be dead. This guy's always changing his story. As you know, 30 years ago, they were saying it was global freezing at the Club of Rome. They cold-bloodedly, if you read the Richard N. Haas CFR reports and others, say decades ago that they were going to use this to organize society for a global government. They're now using the banking crisis that they engineered to try to now transfer the euro into an even more dictatorial system, complete with euro football teams, which I know you've talked about world government. I mean, I really think My only criticism of you is that you're too gentlemanly and you're being too kind. This is not someone who's wrong. I will call him for what he is, a criminal con artist who wants to commit genocide. He knows full well with the state of her memorandums like 200 that if they put those carbon taxes in on the third world, it's a death sentence in the next decade, as you've documented, for a billion people. This is a Hitler in waiting, and I will call him for what he is. Where, I mean, bottom line, in your view, is Al Gore conscious of this?
I think Al Gore knows quite well that he's got this wrong. I don't think he ever really intended to get it right. I think you are correct. That right from the start, his agenda was to force a particular result on the community, whether it was true or not. In June 1988, he waited until a particularly hot day in that particularly hot month. He then had the air conditioning turned off in Congress that day when his friend and financial benefactor, James Hansen, testified that the rate of warming was going to be, as it turns out, four times greater than it actually has been. And so it was all designed to terrify Congress, to fool them into going along with this rubbish. And, of course, for a time, he was successful. But the virtue, I think, Alex, of the still small voice of calm that I try to represent here, just going at them time and time again on the science, pointing out that the science doesn't say what they say it says. It doesn't say we've definitely got a problem. It increasingly says we definitely haven't got a problem. That even if the science were not to say that, the economists who have examined this are nearly unanimous in the peer-reviewed literature, saying that it's cheaper to do nothing than to lift a finger now. That is the clear advice of Bjorn Lomborg, Richard Toll, William Nordhaus, David Henderson. I could go on naming them all day. If you do science by consensus, which you and I don't, well, let's just tell the other side, because they do, the consensus in the economic peer-reviewed literature is that even if the problem is as big as they say it is scientifically, it's cheaper to do nothing about it at all. There are many real problems around the world. There's still far too much starvation, poverty, and disease, which we could be getting rid of instead.
Yes, sir.
With these billions on all this rubbish.
Lord Monckton, in closing, it's important to give out some of your websites that have just incredible research. They're available for everyone. But in closing, sir, specifically looking into the future by going back to the past, just 2 years ago, there was still a fake consensus in the big corporate dominant media that no real scientist disagreed with what Al Gore said, and he was the high priest, almost like the voice of God speaking to Moses. 2 short years later, they are a laughingstock, and I've seen Al Gore in speeches and interviews where even his fellow travelers in this power grab say, my friends laugh at me, even liberals do. And I'm a talk radio host. I do a lot of interviews. I talk to people on the street. I would say their cult has shrunk by about 90%, and they're in deep trouble. So where do we, I mean, A, do you agree with that? And B, where do we go from here? How are they going to try to regroup, and how do we finally put this monstrosity into the dust heap, the grave of frauds?
Right. I think nothing is really going to stop until somebody gets prosecuted. The fact is, there's enough bogus science out there, people producing deliberately false results in the IPCC's documents for interest, very good example. This, it's now very clear that if we're going to stop them, we've got to put one or two of these bogus scientists behind bars. Now, let me be clear about this. If you're producing honest science that says you think we've got a problem, that's fine by me. You do the science and we can talk about it. But if you're producing bogus science and you're bending the data and using dodgy statistical techniques and you know who you are, then we are now coming after you.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast. We're going to be going back to your calls, Micah, Michael, Steve, Ken, and others. We are joined by Alfred Dask, who we had on, I don't know, 6 months ago or so, when 60 Minutes had a special about himself and others, just demonizing him like he's incredibly evil. And then all he does is talk about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, common sense. And, of course, we discussed then the fact that they're rebranding terrorism off of Al-Qaeda over to domestic groups that want to get our republic back. And his website is adask.wordpress.com. Here's his bio. I'm Alfred Adask and the author of virtually all of the text published on this website. And then it just goes into all the things that he's done over the years fighting the globalists. So we're going to be talking to him for the rest of the hour and taking your calls. And then I've got news items. I want to get his take on things happening in the news and what he thinks of the globalists, because they know that their vaccines are killing people. They openly now admit that the government's growing the opium in Afghanistan and shipping it into the U.S. and having the troops grow it. It came out in federal court in Chicago. This is, again, is in the El Paso Times, Narcosphere News. It's up on Infowars.com. Federal filing where when they bust these narco-terrorists now, they're bringing into court the fact that they work for the CIA bringing narcotics in. And the federal government's saying, yes, national security is true, but still we want them to go to jail. That's kind of like Hal Turner, who attacked me for like a decade, saying I was covering up for Israel when we're critical of Israel. And he used to work with Sean Hannity, and he would say, kill this federal judge, get that federal judge, this judge needs to die, and never get in trouble. And I said, that guy's a Fed. And I said, you better watch it, buddy. They'll set you up. Well, people hacked his email and got his emails from the FBI where they were handling him. And so he was no longer useful, so they put him in jail. And what he's facing the trial right now for stuff he was ordered to do on record. And the FBI came in and said, Mr. Turner is our highest level national security operative. Not an agent, but he does work in our employ. And but go ahead and put him in prison. See, that's a message all you guys need to get through your head. The Sinaloa drug cartel head is in the news. Here it is right here in my little hand. It's up on Infowars.com with a link to the federal filing. It'll be on the federal court's website. And they're like, yeah, we brought in tens of tons of cocaine. Yeah, we're shipping guns into Mexico, Honduras. We're shipping them into Illinois, Texas, Florida, California. That's now all mainstream news. And nobody gets in trouble except their own minions. So we're talking about a synthesis of evil that runs our society. You see, you could have a emperor, philosopher, king who wanted to build public works, wanted to educate people, and wanted to build a civilization. And we've seen maybe 20 cases of that or less in 6,000 years of recorded history. And you'll see civilizations leap forward under that because they actually take the largesse and actually build things for populations. But what happens is, and have a vision, and try to bring science to the public. The problem is they always die. And maybe their son isn't as bad, but the grandson's a psychopath. And then he has an even crazier son. And pretty soon it's Roman emperors marrying their horse. Caligula would march the horse in. It would go to the bathroom. He'd have the high priest read it like tea leaves. I'm not joking. This is mainline history. They normally gut a bull and read the guts or spill the blood all over them and how the splatters were. They would then pour tin. But he made them worship the horse's dung, basically, just as an act of power, an act of insanity, or burn part of the city for fun like Nero and get so decadent they commit suicide. This is what happens. The worst of the worst get in control. And you get a Stalin, a Hitler, a Mao, I mean, a Pol Pot that Zbigniew Brzezinski bragged he supported, who killed 30% plus of the people of Cambodia. And then Brzezinski writes books bragging. They brag whenever Brzezinski walks into a globalist meeting. They're like, oh, your graciousness. They get off on how many deaths they've committed. So that's my view on their philosophy. There really isn't a philosophy at all. It's just trampling and being trampled, always pressing on the nerve of power. We're the priest of power, Winston. In fact, later I want to read it. We'll hold a desk into the next hour to give him the full time here because I'm on a roll. But will you print me from 1984? You can just type in Winston, picture a boot stomping on a human face forever. It's about 10 paragraphs above that and about 5 below that. I want to read that later because that describes the full globalist system. It's a world built by sadists and psychopaths to carry out always greater and greater dumbing down and ugliness, because it's beautiful to them. Liberty and independence is anathema. It's like nails on a chalkboard to these people. Alfred Adass, good to have you here with us. Give us your view on the philosophy of the parasites and what they're building and your fight against them.
Well, I can tell you that it's good to be here. First off, Alex, I appreciate you having me on. But I was one of seven defendants that were sued back in, the case started in 2001. I wasn't added until 2006. I was the last of seven defendants sued for the manufacture and distribution of a controlled substance. And the controlled substance was colloidal silver. All right, it wasn't heroin or cocaine or something like that, or methamphetamine.
That I can buy at HEB and Whole Foods here in Austin right now.
That's exactly right. And I volunteered to be fiduciary for a trust. The trust was one of the defendants in the case. They made me a defendant. We were threatened with fines. Each defendant, $25,000 per day. That's $9 million per year. I read the relevant case, and I guarantee being sued for $9 million a year focuses your attention. And I read the relevant law, and what we discovered, I read the definition of drugs in both the state and federal health code. And this goes to your notion about what their philosophy is. The Texas Attorney General wrote in part in his case, he said, the key to this case lies in determining at law, not as a matter of fact, whether the defendant's colloidal products met the definition of drug when mislabeled. And then he quotes from the Texas Health and Safety Code, section 431.002, subparagraph 14, which defines the word drug. And it says, drug means article recognized in the United States Pharmacopoeia, National Formulary, any supplement to it. Articles designed or intended for the use in the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease in man or other animals. Now, I saw that, and the first thing I thought is, right, God, well, the people are damn crazy. The people who wrote this thing don't understand English. When they say man or other animals, they're not saying man or animals. They're saying man or other animals, which means they deem man to be an animal.
And what you discovered is something we similarly discovered decades ago. And for all of us, we discovered this in different ways. In hundreds of globalist documents and documents going back thousands of years, all governments that oppress, Hitler did it, the Babylonians did it, the Israelites did it, they would always list the slaves as not human. We listed blacks as not human. It's a legalese. They see themselves as exalted and awake, and that's what they mean in the movie They Live. When you have the glasses, they say, I've got one that can see. When you actually converse with a globalist in person, they shake in fear because they'll say, oh, you're a human. And that's what Frank Herbert wrote about in Dune, is that the elite don't see most of us as human. Go ahead.
Well, first time I saw it, I just thought it was a mistake. Then they said man or other animals a second time in the same definition. Then I read the federal code at Title 21, Section 321, subparagraph G, subsection or subsection G, subparagraph 1. And it says, again, virtual identical definition of drugs. Drugs are for man or other animals. What we did, I realized that they are treating it, the presumption for these definitions is that we are animals. And I also understand enough about the Bible where I know that at Genesis chapter 1, sections 26 through 28, it says, on the sixth day God created man in his image and gave man dominion over the animals.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming after live
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live here, my friends, and I do want to get to Mike Hub and Ken and Michael and many others that are patiently holding here in just a few minutes. I should add that we are seeing something really historical happening right now. Watching CNBC, listening to Bloomberg on radio, reading all their statements. We knew this was coming more than a decade ago, but we're now seeing it. And after bailout in Europe, they're not bailouts. They're government taxes paid directly to the big six private megabanks. And each time it happens, the countries get more in debt because the countries go in debt to give the money to the private central banks. That's why they don't just monetize and give it to the banks to get the money off their books that then causes inflation. But that's still a better thing than publicly raising taxes, cutting infrastructure to implode the economy, and then paying that to the banks. Who are the ones you're bailing out? It's so simple, it's complex. They're the ones that engage in the fraud. You're bailing them out, but then you owe them money because you bailed them out, because they're the people that authorize your government, the euro, the dollar, you name it, to issue the currency. Now, they're openly saying the problem is the Germans won't vote for this and have had two elections since the bailout started, and they're about to get rid of Merkel. And I've heard them on CNBC and Bloomberg say it's terrible that there's democracy. Of course, really, it's semi-republic, but the point is they're saying it's too bad the people can vote because this is going to cause a world depression. Now, they've already maneuvered us to a world depression. But they then destroy confidence by saying the markets are down because the people aren't bailing us out. But the new third bailout isn't a bailout. It's transferring what's left of national sovereignty through the euro to this private banking system. So here is world government run by private corporations that have created the crisis, openly holding Europe hostage while they have their banker chiefs go out and destroy confidence. Same thing that was done to get the Super Congress passed here. Same thing that was done with the bailout. Alfred, watching this, what's your view on how things are going for the New World Order?
Well, I think they're desperate. I think things are, I can't remember the name, one of the former secretaries of state criticized Bush during when Bush first botched the invasion of Iraq and got bogged down there. I can't think of the man's name, but he says you've set the New World Order back 30 years. All right. I think these people know they're on the ropes. You quoted earlier where Hillary Clinton said they're losing the information war, all right, the information battle. I think they know they're on the ropes and they are desperate and they are pushing as hard as they can to make this happen before it all blows up in their face. We're in a situation where it's like two railroad trains coming for the same crossing and both of them are trying to go as fast as they can to get there first and get through without getting hit, but we'll see. We're coming for a we are approaching a great collision, and we'll see how it unfolds.
We're going to see staged terror attacks, new wars, bioweapon releases.
Yep.
We are entering a time of some of the greatest tumult and upheaval this earth has ever seen in human activities. And by the way, that was Brent Scrocoff, former National Security Advisor to George Herbert Walker Bush, that did say George W. Bush had set the New World Order back 30 years. And so it's like NASCAR. They were three laps ahead of us. But since the globalists have gotten caught lying about WMD, staging 9/11 and other events, they are now only about a car link ahead of us. Their tires are bald. They're almost out of gas. And there's smoke coming out from under the hood.
Yeah. I understand. We are at the little man behind the curtain moment, right? People are beginning to understand that this thing has been run by a relatively small group of people who can be had if we want to stand up and do something about it. I listened to one of your ads earlier before the probe, before I got on at least, and you were talking about a food crisis. Let me ask you, do you know who the first economist was?
There have been quite a few, but tell me.
Joseph in the Bible goes all the way back to 1800 BC, and you can read about it in Genesis chapter 47. When I was a kid, this relates to the food crisis. This is a little bit long, but this relates to the food crisis. And what Genesis 47, it talks about Joseph in the Old Testament where
what he telling sold, the Egyptians the whole story about, you know, he had the dream, you've got to have 7 years of grain cooked back because of the famine.
Yep, that's it. But the way I was taught it when I went to Bible school as a kid is Joseph, he knew there were going to be 7 good years and then there were going to be 7 bad years. And therefore, he saved up the extra grain in the 7 good years so the people would have grain in the 7 bad years. That's not true. Here's what happened, and you can read this in Genesis chapter 47. And it says, and there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was sore, and it was very sore, and that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan faded by reason of famine. In other words, we're into the 7 bad years. Now, Joseph had stored up grain in the 7 good years, but when the 7 bad years came, here it says Genesis 47:14, and Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan for the grain which they brought. And Joseph brought the money into the Pharaoh's house. And when the money was all spent in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For our money faileth. What they didn't understand, Joseph was selling grain. He wasn't giving it to the people. He knew there was going to be a shortage. He cornered the market on grain because he knew famine was coming. Then he sold the grain in the first year for money. He took all the money. He gave it to the Pharaoh. It moved into the money's house, into the Pharaoh's house. They took it out of circulation. And without money, the people could not work effectively to work their way through the famine. This reminds me of 1933, our government took the gold out of circulation. And in 1968, they took the silver out of circulation. And in that regard, they are paralleling what Joseph did 3,800 years ago. And it goes on the second year, Joseph, they come back and they say, we need some more food. Joseph said, give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle, he'll mean give you grain, if the money failed. He knew it failed because he took it out of circulation. The people sold all their cattle in the second year to Joseph. In the third year, they came back. They were hungry again. They needed more. And this time, they sold themselves into slavery and all of their land to Pharaoh.
And that's exactly what the bankers have done. We're entering that's the third exactly year. And every time we get in trouble, they bail us out by us bailing them out. We give them our money. I mean, this is all scientifically done, and I tell you, Alfred, I learned very few new things from guests, and I'm learning stuff from you today.
Well, I'll tell you, that Genesis 47 is just astonishing. You read it, and you read it closely, you realize, my God, they're explaining how economics works, and they understood it 3,800 years ago. I don't think it's an accident that a modern economics text is almost impossible to understand. I don't think they want you to understand it. Joseph understood economics. You take the money out of circulation, corner the market on food, and you can put the people into bondage.
And let me stop you there. They've taken the money and put it in Pharaoh's house. For 3 years now, they've taken $16 trillion domestically, the tens of trillions that went overseas. Bloomberg says it's more like $28 trillion. Other economists I have on say it's more like $18. Whatever. They've taken the tens of trillions of our money that we've got to pay taxes on and interest. They've given it to the mega families. But people are worried about inflation. It hasn't been that bad yet because they hoarded it and did not loan it back. So they put us under great bondage of debts that's fraudulent. They put us under taxes, under austerity, which they know kills the economy. All these other independent economists are saying, why are you doing this? This is killing the economy. They further put us under the famine while they fully control all the money, holding it in Pharaoh's house, and then come back and say, give us absolute power in a private corporate world government, and we'll fix it. And the people give them even more power, and it doesn't, because at the end of the day, they don't want people here in Egypt. The globalists want us dead. They want the entire land. They don't want our oxen. They don't want our children. They don't want our women. They want us all wiped out and dead. New World Order, fait accompli, total domination, end game.
I agree. And, you know, you mentioned food crisis. They've taken the money away. If they can shut the food supply down under the pretext of an economic collapse or whatever, I guarantee you people will follow this government to get themselves a bowl of rice. They'll do whatever is required to stay alive. They did it 3,800 years ago. Joseph did it. It's right there in the Bible if you care to read it. And they are on the verge of perhaps doing the same thing, or at least attempting to do the same thing today.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.